Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed. Is 94 WIP. Check it out there. Tomorrow we will have NFL picks in your feed for week number 14 in the NFL. Start off, what a good one last night with the Lions upending the Dallas Cowboys. Detroit needed that game. That was a season ender for Detroit if they lose that game, considering they have a trip to LA next week, take on the Rams. I believe the Lions will lose that football game. They'll win the next two. And then they'll go to Chicago in the final week of the season with a chance to make the playoffs. It might be the last game of the season in the NFL. Ben Johnson versus the Lions. Winner goes to the playoffs. Loser goes home. It could set up that way in the NFC. Great game last night. Start off week 14. Picks in your feed tomorrow morning. All right. Winter meetings start on Sunday down in Orlando. They go from Sunday to Thursday. All the reporting out there, everyone is pointing towards Kyle Schwarber sweepstakes being the first domino to fall this offseason, the first big domino to fall, and everyone's kind of waiting to see where that goes, and then everyone goes off of that. So the Schwarber thing could really crescendo pretty quickly here, and I want to dive in today to who I determine is the biggest threat for the Phillies to retain Kyle Schwarber. They want him back. We know that. The Phillies have spoke openly about wanting Kyle Schwarber back on their baseball team for next year and beyond. Well, it doesn't mean that's going to happen. They have to make the best offer or convince Kyle Schwarber to take their offer over other offers. So, you know, you've heard a bunch of teams out there that are in on this and have interest in Kyle Schwarber, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, even though he's a DH, unless you have a locked-in DH, like let's say the Dodgers have with Shohei Ohtani, or the Yankees have with, you know, Giancarlo Stanton. Most teams are going to be interested because, number one, it's not going to cost Juan Soto, you know, Gerrit Cole. It's not going to cost, when you add in the years and dollars, it's not going to cost you $300 to $700 million. It's not going to be in that range because of his age, because of his positional value. Nobody's going there. So this isn't one of those where, you know, hide all the mid-market teams, hide all the small market teams. It's 10 plus, it's 300, 400 plus, and away we go. And there's only five teams that could necessarily even entertain the thought. That's not what we're dealing with. I think, in a way, the limitations on Schwarber open up more of a pool of suitors. So that's why there's all these names out there. The Baltimore Orioles, the San Francisco Giants, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, how viable are any of those possibilities? I don't know. Maybe not viable at all. Then you have the periphery big market teams that have history with them, right? You have the Boston Red Sox, who certainly could go win this Kyle Schwarber sweepstakes with their money, with their trajectory. As I think the Red Sox are a couple big moves away from being a team I pick to go win the World Series next year. I love Crochet. I've always liked Sonny Gray. I think they need one more pitcher. Who are they going to trade for? We'll see what they do. But Roman Anthony is a special young player. They've got some good players up and down that team. Cora is masterful when it comes to managing and the bullpen. And they got close last year. So either the Red Sox, if they land a Schwarber, are positioned to go compete for a championship. Then you have the Chicago Cubs, who are probably likely to lose a Kyle Tucker. I don't know where the Cubs are money-wise. They don't spend the way I think a lot of people think they should spend. But again, Schwarber's not going to cost $300 million. If they're afraid of paying Tucker, and I understand maybe want to back away from $350 million for Kyle Tucker, but that's Schwarber's going to cost about, I don't know, a third of that, maybe a little bit more than that, but not half. I don't think he's going to get half of what Tucker gets if Tucker gets $350. So, you know, the Cubs could do worse than bringing back a hero, bringing back a World Series hero, bringing back a guy everyone in that city adores. As the Cubs try to find their PR footing, when they're not spending to the level people think, that would fit. So those teams are lurking. But I've circled two that I have on my radar as the biggest threats to the Phillies to re-signing Kyle Schwarber. It's the Cincinnati Reds and it's the New York Mets. Let's talk through both of them, and I'll tell you which one at the end I deem the biggest threat here. Let's start with Cincinnati. So Cincinnati checks a lot of boxes in terms of they are ready right now to go make a leap. They have been really recruiting Kyle Schwarber for the better part of 6 months. I mean, that whole dog and pony show in Cincinnati when the Phillies played there in August was just that. It was a dog and pony show. The fact that they had his dad on the field playing catch was a wonderful moment. I mean, anyone playing catch with their dad it's great. That's heartwarming stuff. But to do it while he's in a Phillies uniform, to recruit that openly, I mean, the guy's been in the big leagues since 2015. He's played it at Great American Ballpark like 50 times. They had all these years, all this opportunity to do that. They chose the last series he was going to play there before his free agency that they're going to chase him in. Does anyone else find that ironic? They didn't do it in 2020. I know that was the pandemic year, but they didn't do it in 21. Right? They didn't do it when he had other chances to be a free agent. But this time, because now with the way their team is and how they're set up, they're going to chase him. Now is when we do that whole thing. So it fits the bill of trajectory of the team. It fits the bill of needing the player. I mean, they could certainly use that kind of power bat in their lineup to go along with Ellie Dela Cruz and some of the young guys they have and all the pitching they have. They have the manager I think he would really respect to play for. I mean, this is, you know, Kyle Schwarber is he's a player that is going to be remembered in this generation. And what better pairing than a manager who will be remembered in this generation with Francona? They have a legitimate chance to win. I don't look at their roster like the Dodgers, but no one is. And the way October is set up, if they get that pitching healthy and on a roll and they add Schwarber and make maybe one more good trade, they could 1,000% win the NL Central and have a real chance to go win the National League and compete with the Dodgers. So that is chalked up. You got the hometown thing. Middletown, Ohio. Grew up there. Went to games there. And they're the team it feels like it's going to put the biggest full court press on for Kyle Schwarber. Now, there's a lot of thought out there they can't afford this, that they can't make this work payroll-wise. And I'm not sure if I agree with that, because I think it's a little bit of a it feels a little bit too baseline without nuance for me to just say, oh yeah, they can't afford him. So let's go back here. So they said their payroll is going to be similar to where it was last year. And that doesn't give a ton of room for flexibility. Let's look what their 2025 payroll is. 2025 Reds payroll. All right. They last year, what did they spend out last year? Salaries, contracts, 2025. Why is everyone giving me the new one? I want last year's payroll, ladies and gentlemen. Last year. So they had a $119 million adjusted payroll year. They paid Nick Martinez $1 million. That's off the books. So I'm looking right now. Martinez off the books. They just re-signed Pagan for, that's about $1.5 million raise for Pagan. Hunter Green going to jump to $8 million this year. Cabrian Hayes, $7 million. Stevenson going to arbitration. The catcher, $6 million. Trevino, $5 million. Lodolo's, I mean, they got a lot of young players not making any money. So right now they're at about $103 million. So if they do nothing else, that puts them, a $25 million puts them at $128 million. That's not that different than last year. I mean, I don't know what they mean by it has to, it's going to be similar. But here's the other part to focus on. They only have $37 million on the books for 2027. Not much is on the books for next year. Hunter Green's $15 million. Cabrian Hayes is $7 million. And then, you know, Lux will be a free agent after this season. Arbitration for a bunch of guys, but it's only arbitration too. They don't have much on the books. So I could very easily see them jumping in, giving him the contract he wants, and just for their purposes, forget luxury tax, because they're not near luxury tax, for their purposes, just saying, well, his first year salary is $10 million, and then we'll bump it up because we don't have these commitments. I could see the Reds doing that to make this work. So don't just go off the surface stuff with the Reds. Consider them a threat.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. 'Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
And then, of course, there's the New York Mets. Reporting this morning, Buster Olney, the most interesting he's hearing as we enter the winter meetings is the Mets are going to push the Phillies for Kyle Schwarber. That they're going to make this a thing, similar to what Atlanta did a few years ago with Aaron Nola. So I'm of two minds on this. The first mind, of course, and you might be there with me, is, well, the Phillies won that bidding, right? The Braves got involved, but the Phillies came in and said, we're not letting Aaron Nola go to the Atlanta Braves. And they didn't. And they got Aaron Nola back, and they won. But we also now know that that contract was likely a mistake. And if you are bidding against someone who has empty or has deep pockets and has no spending conscience, you have to either jump them or back away from the table. And when it came to Atlanta and Nola a couple years ago, the Phillies won the bidding. They wouldn't let Nola walk. But now that contract looks like one of the worst in baseball. And I wonder if that will inform the Phillies and they will be a little bit more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They'll be a little bit calmer about their bidding with Schwarber within the division if it gets to a point where they don't think it's a good contract. And that could lead them to go to the New York Mets. So let's be clear. The contract that the Phillies gave to Aaron Nola has not worked out. He re-signed when? Before 2024. 7 years, $172 million. And since signing that contract, Aaron Nola has given the Phillies a 4.35 earned run average, a 98 adjusted ERA. 98 at a 100 being average. So he has been a below average pitcher. He's pitched, he started 50 games, allowed 48 home runs. His strikeout to walk ratio is at 3.77 since he signed the contract. It is a steady decline. I mean, Aaron Nola's in a decline. It's clear as day to me. 8.1 strikeout to walk in 2022, down to 4.49 in 23, down to 3.94, down to 3.46. If that continues that trajectory, he will no longer be a viable starting pitcher within 2 years. I mean, that's just, that is what it is. And they got him on the books now through 2030. So the Phillies won, but they lost. I take both the Reds and Mets seriously for totally different reasons. The Reds seriously, because I think it's right time, right place, right player, right situation, right manager. And they're going to want him the most. I don't know how much that's going to matter to Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber's had a weird career when it comes to his experience within free agency. He didn't really get to experience. I mean, he got DFA'd by the Cubs. Then he went to the Nats on a one-year deal, traded to the Red Sox, and he was signed here post-lockout, right? So it was a weird winter that winter. He's really never had this, you know, he's at the top of his game, just finished second in MVP, and he will be center stage as the one of the bells of the ball to start the winter off at the winter meetings. He's never experienced this. So perhaps he wants that full court press. He wants to be recruited. He wants to feel that for the first time and maybe only time in his career. I take both these teams seriously. The Reds scare me more, because I think they have a little bit more payroll flexibility than it's being reported. I think they could get creative. The hometown thing, the fact that he spoke so glowingly about the Reds every time he talks about them. The Mets scare me for money. They scare me because I think the Phillies will ultimately not let themselves get outbid by the Mets and could give out a bad contract. I don't think he's going to be a Met, even though he fits there from a baseball perspective. The Reds are the one that it just feels like there's something weird going on between the Reds and Kyle Schwarber. The Reds and Kyle Schwarber. Midwest roots, Cincinnati roots, team he grew up with, the catch on the field with his dad, and I think they're going to get into the mix monetarily to a point that it's they're in it. They're real. And if they could backload a contract and make it work for this year, but also give him that big sticker price that he could, him and his agent could put out there like, hey, we got the 4 years, we got the $120 million. We got the 5 years, 150, whatever it ends up being. And they only pay him 12 in year one, and then they backload the rest, and they feel good about where they're at. They're not near the luxury tax. That could happen. And it's up to the Phillies to either match, exceed, go bigger, go to an extra year, all that kind of stuff. So I think the Reds and Mets very seriously. I rank the Reds one, the Mets two, as the biggest threats to Kyle Schwarber sweepstakes for the Philadelphia Phillies. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check that out there. NFL picks in your feed coming up on Saturday morning, as I believe it was a 2-2-1 week last week, or maybe a 3-2 week last week. I got to go back and check, but we're right around 500. We will try to get over that hump. NFL picks for week 14 in your feed on Saturday morning. Thank you so much for listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.